The betting line may tilt to the Patriots, but in the court of public appeal, it's fly, Eagles, fly. Let's spread our wings with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, so Viking fans accepted. It's root, root, root for the underdog?
That's right. Our good friends over at Monmouth University just conducted a poll where they ask Americans all across the country who they will be rooting for, the Eagles or the Patriots. And interestingly, a lot of people didn't have an opinion. About 46% said that they didn't care who won the Super Bowl. But of those who did, it was Eagles over 2-1. 37% of Americans, based on this Monmouth poll, said they would be rooting for the Eagles, and just 16% for the Patriots. So underdogs are not. The average American is tilting towards the birds as opposed to the Patriots.
Interestingly, they also asked who respondents will be rooting against.
And it's almost a mirror image there. 39% in this Monmouth poll said they would be rooting against the Patriots and only 12% against the Eagles. It could be the Yankee syndrome. A lot of people have talked about that. The Patriots have won so much, like the Yankees used to in baseball, that people say, yeah, they're a dynasty. We don't like them. Maybe some other factors involved with the antipathy towards the Patriots, based on allegations of this, that, and the other over the years. Or, and I think this is probably likely, they people just love the Eagles. How's that around the country?
I like that, but I'm particularly intrigued by the 2% of respondents who will be rooting against both teams. Presumably those are those aforementioned Vikings fans.
Vikings fans or Titans fans or Jaguars fans or others who got beat in the playoffs probably say a pox on both your houses.
Frank, we are 3 days out from President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. In the context of his approval rating that rarely reaches 40%, to what extent did his priorities line up with those of the public at large?
Well, some did and some didn't. Let me give you a couple of examples where what he said did resonate with underlying public opinion. One of those is infrastructure. We've talked about that a lot here, Dave. We've tested that in different ways. Other polls have tested infrastructure. We've even used the T word. We said, would you approve or disapprove of spending $1 trillion, that's the T word, dollars, on infrastructure? Overwhelming approval, like 76% say yes. Now, of course, the complexity of Trump's calling for spending more on infrastructure, I think he said $1.5 trillion in his speech, depends on how you pay for it. And he and Republicans have come up with some complex way of paying for it. But the idea, the concept of spending more money to fix America's infrastructure is one that resonates extremely highly with the average American.
Presumably more complex than merely raising taxes.
That's right. I think there's discussion of states paying some amount of money, and then the federal government paying some amount of money, and then businesses having to do their thing and so forth. It gets very complicated. But again, when we ask the public just straightforwardly, spend $1 trillion, and other questions, is that federal money, the public says yes. So the straightforward idea of spending more tax money on infrastructure is one that resonates positively with the average American.
Other areas of accord?
Well, national security, Americans generally seem to be in sync with what Trump's doing on that regard. In fact, satisfaction overall with national security has been one of the things that's jumped the most over the last year, safety from terrorism. So I think Americans are behind what Trump is doing on that front. And of course, the president extolled the positive indicators from our economy. In all of our measures, including our measure of consumer confidence, the question we ask is now a great time to find a quality job. Other questions like that show that Americans are very pleased about the economy. And one measure of that, I should mention in addition, is our most important problem question. Very few Americans on a relative basis now say the economy is our top problem, whereas if we had been talking here in 2008, 10 years ago, Dave, that would have been the dominant problem. So when Trump says our economy is doing better, certainly Americans agree with him.
How about areas where the president staked out a position in opposition to the will of the majority?
Interestingly, tax cut legislation. You know, he talked about this great accomplishment of passing that bill in December and putting it into effect. Americans aren't necessarily opposed to the idea of tax cuts, but they are clearly opposed in all of our data and other data to corporate tax cuts, which is a big part of the bill. Now, maybe later this year, if we all see more amounts of money in our paychecks, we'll change our minds. But right now, average Americans are not that positive about the tax bill, even though Trump, of course, thinks it's a major accomplishment. And also, I should add on energy, he didn't spend a lot of time on energy, but he talked about coal and how he's helped bring the coal energy. And he talked about how he has helped bring the coal industry back. But Americans very much at this point favor the environment over production of energy. And they also favor alternative sources of energy, money being spent on wind and solar and things like that, rather than traditional sources of energy. So our data suggests that Trump's emphasis on these traditional fossil fuels doesn't fit with what Americans think should be done in terms of energy.
Frank, you've yet to mention immigration, a topic of great interest currently.
Mixed bag there as far as Americans are concerned. He did come around, of course, in the speech and said he did see there was a way forward to a pathway to citizenship. It might take 12 years, but a pathway to citizenship for those involved in the DACA situation where they were brought here as youths illegally, but have spent most of their lives here, children that is. So that actually comports with public opinion. Every bit of data I have seen say that Americans do favor a pathway to citizenship for illegals in this country, including these young people. So in that sense, Americans are in favor of what the president is emphasizing. However, the public has no interest, as we've said before, in a wall. We've tested it every which way but Sunday, so has everybody else. And when we put the idea of a wall in front of the American public, they say, no, we have very little interest in money being spent on a wall. So in that sense, Trump's out of sync with public opinion.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.